Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another riveting episode of, yes, you guessed it, Blog Talk Radio, specifically Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the inimitable, the Knight Rider. Today's topic, Fukushima. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, plans to build an ice wall around the Fukushima Daiichi power plant in northern Japan. Let's get right to it. The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom, December 3rd, 2013. I'm reading directly from that news article. TEPCO's latest plan to stem the flow of radioactive groundwater into the ocean is to solidify the soil around the site to form an impermeable, quote, ice wall, unquote. Lake Barrett, the U.S. consultant brought in by TEPCO, is skeptical of the plan. Quote, I don't think it'll make that big a difference. It's several hundred million dollars, and some of that might be better spent on an integrated water plan, he says. Unquote. If the ice wall works, it could cause fresh problems. Groundwater flowing out to the ocean keeps seawater from seeping inland at Fukushima. Block that flow or divert it, and saltwater is sure to encroach. Normally, this would not be a problem, but the soil around Fukushima is laden with radioactive cesium. The substance binds to clay in freshwater conditions, but crucially is released again by saltwater. Quote, if you stop the freshwater flowing out, that would very likely the cesium in the ground to be released. You then have a pulse of what is currently in some way safely buried, going back into the ocean, unquote, says Gusiller. Quote, it is certainly something they should think about, unquote. The Associated Press, in another release, December the 3rd of this year, officials initially said they were counting on the ice wall, which is currently undergoing a feasibility study, but now say there is no guarantee of its success. Well, there you have it. It sounds like TEPCO, or Tokyo Electric Power Company, is literally in the last throes of its uphill battle, an almost futile battle to contain the uncontainable at Fukushima, actually the correct pronunciation, not Fukushima, power plant at Daiichi in northern Japan. Well, there you have it, folks. All I can say is just yesterday, TV officials in San Francisco admitted that the West Coast, in particular San Francisco, will start monitoring the ocean water for increase the radioactivity released by Fukushima at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan is alive. It's well. It's already hitting the shores on the West Coast. And the radioactivity by next spring will be stratospheric. I'll have more on this in upcoming episodes. Thank you for listening to another Rough Riders Radio. This is the Knight Rider saying thank you, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.